this came up when I was doing some research. The National Post article, which I thought was quite amusing. How did that happen? Was it just sort of an interview they took bits and bytes from, or was it where did the information come from?
I feel kind of bad about that. I have to basically still do all my apology calls for that article. The guy just wanted, he was like, I wanted to be a picture of you surrounded by a million quotes. And I'm like, well, where are the quotes coming from? You want me to just say a bunch of quotable stuff? So I was basically just like saying a bunch of off-color stupid stuff just to be fun. And then to my surprise, he used everything. So I end up looking like a real jerk. For fun.
Yeah, although some of it, you know, was stuff that sort of needed to be said. I like the Collective Soul, Nickelback, poor Eddie Vedder. He's responsible for all that shit.
Yeah.
Side story here: our radio, the radio station here in Calgary, we started out, and we still have a no Nickelback guarantee.
Oh, you do?
Home of the no Nickelback guarantee.
Poor Nickelback. I mean, whatever. I don't mean anything against them because I think they probably work really hard and all that stuff, but they really. I should rephrase it that I must say that I don't think they would be big fans of ours. That's my polite way of saying it.
Sure.
You know that sort of white man's soul, that sort of, I know you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, absolutely.
But, yeah, Eddie Vedder was doing it. I didn't like it then.
Yeah.
But everybody in the world has done it, from Hootie and the Blowfish down in, like, Nickelback are holding...
Yeah, and
holding the torch on that one.
Well, it keeps going, like your Seethers and your yeah. It's I don't know where it. I guess it's all trickled down from Eddie Vedder and then Creed and then. Ugh.
Yeah, all that stuff, but you know, whatever. You know, Nickelback, I think they're probably working pretty hard, and you know, I can't imagine that they will not become extremely unfashionable if they aren't already, but that's partly because they were very. Big. They got really big. They got bigger than we'll ever get, and or that we ever got. So you know, people don't tire as easily as of stuff that's not ubiquitous like that. You know,
that is true.
They're kind of an easy target, partly because they're so big, and you know, maybe they're so bad. But
yeah, I think they've just come to represent that whole genre of over rock kind of rock.
Yeah, yeah, well.
Well, I look forward to seeing you here in Calgary. You have to stop by and chat in person. We're like two doors down from the club you're playing. So,
right on. Well, thanks for giving us some time, and don't I don't want to hear you with the no Sloan guarantee.
No, we guarantee there'll be no Sloan guarantee. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I don't want that.
All right, we'll make sure that doesn't happen.
Thanks a lot for your time.
No worries, man. Have a great day.
Okay.
Take care.
See you, Josh.
Bye.